Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight I'm going to start off with a couple things. I had more and more people contact me in regarding to jumping. Holy jumping! We've heard that expression in Canada many a time. Holy jumping. And I think we need to understand that what's jumping ain't holy. The variants that we're seeing, we ain't seen nothing yet. We have not seen nothing yet. I said this 7 or 8 months ago on previous shows, before this even came out with other physicians and whatnot, I said we would have heavy mutations, and as a result of these injectables, the nature of their genetics, yeah, we would see problems coming about because of the mutations. A friend of mine sent me a chapter in Revelations where he describes the locusts that come out of the ground and horses that had hairs of women, like hair of a woman, and they were completely distorted. I mean, everything was a complete distortion when you read this part of the book of Revelations. And when I look at that, I see genetically engineered byproducts being used for war, being used ready to afflict the planet, a group of mutations. And I wrote them and told them, I said, this may be as a result of these genetically engineered injectables that may have caused huge mutations in both men and women to create these demonic-looking entities. Now, this is, again, speculation on my part. And again, that's subject to interpretation, depending on how you look at it. But we are going to see some severe problems here with this experiment. Unfortunately, I've come to the same conclusion that everyone else has been saying. You know, there's a lawyer in Europe named Reiner Fulmich. Reiner Fulmich, and he talks about having evidence of a kind to what's going on. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of this real quick. Give me a second. Give it a chance to warm up, get your motor running kind of thing. Oh, there. Like I said,
not for me, after having interviewed so many experts from all different fields of science, doctors, virologists, epidemiologists, economists, lawyers, psychologists, psychiatrists, there cannot be any doubt whatsoever that what has been happening here for a year now is, when I first said this, some people kind of rolled their eyes and said, hey, nobody's going to ever agree with you. But this is these are the worst crimes against humanity ever committed. We all know now, I mean, we should know, those 10 or 20% of us who still have a brain to use and to think with, this has never been about the virus. This has never been about health. This has always been about taking everything away from us so that we would be dependent on them, population reduction, plus gaining complete control over those who are left. That is, I wouldn't have said this a year ago. A year ago, if you had asked me, or if somebody had told me this, I would have said, hey, you definitely need to see a doctor. But no, this is what all the evidence, all of the people who we interviewed on the Corona Committee, what this points to. This conclusion is inevitable. If you don't have any symptoms, are you really going to go see a doctor just because of what this idiot Drosten says? What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You're going to go see a doctor. I have something. I don't know what it is, but can you help me? Please tell me what I'm suffering from. The first question the doctor is going to ask you is, what symptoms do you have?
Right.
Makes a comment, doesn't he? 10 to 20% of us who still have a functioning brain. And he goes on to make comments. The link will be in the post as well. I wanted to give you a taste. This is a lawyer. If fighting in the UN, challenging the status quo. And there's another one by a woman named Burgermeister. Let me see if I got her name correctly. I don't want to butcher her. Jane Burgermeister, on her 10-year-old warning. So I'm going to, it's in German, but there's the caption beneath. And so I will play this, but I will read the caption so that everybody will hear what she had to say. I forget when this was dated. I want everybody to hear this, or I'm going to read it. So let me start off here. She says, what we are seeing is the World Health Organization trying to succeed in enforcing vaccinations. Gotta wait for this thing to kick in. Oh, I didn't hit it. Okay. On all people. A system according to which they'll keep data about all people for the rest of their lives. My head hurt a little bit. At meetings, many governments deny that they intend this. They state that it will be voluntary and so on, but all the while, they are building the infrastructure for forced vaccinations. This plan has been going on for a while. You might say, how is something like this possible? How can our health officials do this? What are health safety institutions doing? The media. How can every security step be failing us? I believe this plan has been thought over many, many years. And unfortunately, many officials were bought. We have to accept that the officials in charge of protecting people are actually not giving warnings. And they let these things happen. If I could have access to the documents of my research, then also they could. An important role in the sad story is played by media, as I said. I have learned myself that the important information never comes from media. I've proven that the other day. And as credible as it sounds, I've seen for myself how systemically it's just propaganda instrument. Yeah, I'm going to stop it there. The link also will be there for Miss Jane Burgermeister as well. I wanted to give you a little of these excerpts of what I put up tonight. Because I want everybody in North America, especially in Europe, you got to remember, the Europeans are on one side of the Atlantic, and the second generation and the displaced Europeans are on the other side of the Atlantic. Those of us who were born here, first and second generation. We are, in fact, European descendant, but are either American, Canadian, or both of a North American on the North American continent. And we've coexisted for as long as most of us have been alive. But as you can see from both a legal and political perspective, the whole thing is not about health, has never been. I have said this from day one. Day one, this has been nothing but fraud, nothing but bullshit, nothing but a lie. I never changed my tone. I never even surrendered or succumbed to anything else other than the fact that this has been nothing but propaganda to get the general population, who are either illiterate, uneducated, or completely, completely blind to the nature of government and to the nature of the actual agenda going on. People ask me all the time, how is it that we can see it and others don't? There's a lot of factors that you can throw in there on the situation, but some of the factors are the technology. And if people become so conducive to allow technology to do the thinking for them, then obviously they won't think. Siri this, Siri that. Siri, what time is it? Siri, what's the weather like? Siri, 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 Siri. watching television that has nano AI programming that can send frequencies and barrage the brain and alter the brain's thinking. Laptops, iPads, cell phones, towers, radio, music. Music has been the number one subterfuge going, because we all like listening to music. Everything about us, everything about our psyche, everything about the way we think, everything about the way we feel, everything that we that make us up, that has given us whatever pleasure or whatever enjoyment, they have literally hijacked. If it has to do with so-called spirituality, majority of the spirituality today is pure bollocks, pure bullshit. Nothing spiritual about the spiritual things that they're talking about today. Again, it was all designed to appeal to a people that never attenuated themselves to the living God, period. And everything that we have learned, even in religion, I don't care what it may be, Islamic, Hebrew, or Judaic, rather, Christian, Catholic, Protestant, Hindu, Buddhist, Baha'i, all of them, every religion on the planet has been by design to subjugate the people in those respective regions where they believe, they're taught to believe whatever it is they're taught to believe. To accept that as fact and whatever fictitious that they have, propagated for the general population to accept. Even when we are talking Jesus, when we're talking Muhammad, when we're talking Buddha, when we're talking Vishnu, or when we're talking Moses, whatever the stroke of the boat may be, they have contorted any truth to anything that is even tied remotely to a truism, so that they can sustain their control over the thoughts and the feelings of the general population. This is all true. Even Jesus, when he was down here among us, because he's not dead, he's alive, what was the first thing he assaulted? He assaulted the establishment. He himself said he didn't come to bring peace, he came to bring a sword. He came to bring a separation or a cutting, so that there could be a cutting away from these things that have entangled men and women on this planet, so they could be free. But that lesson, that perspective, that concept, that knowledge has again been overshadowed by the religiosity that has been perpetrated as Christendom, and it's not Christendom, or whatever this shit is. It sure as hell ain't Christendom. So when we're looking at what we're dealing with today and how we're dealing with today, and even the many different factions and cults and sects that are involved even in Christianity, this is why I always reference everybody, if you're going to read the Bible, read it for yourself. Do not allow anybody to come in between you and the Word of God, because that is what you need to go by. I cannot impact that strong enough. Don't get caught up with something because it's Hebrewistic or Judaic. We're going to talk about the Shabbos and talk all this stuff that has such useless meaning. The concept, if you are a believer, if Jesus is not the center of that equation, you got nothing. And I don't care how Judaic it sounds, it has nothing to do with old wineskins with new wine. Something is going to bust. That's just how that works. Religion and Christianity do not mix on any level, period. But this is the way they have infiltrated the church today. They have infiltrated either with Jesuits, they've infiltrated them with Zionists, they've infiltrated them with New Age bullshit. And now we have this constraining restraint on people believing the nonsense that they're seeing today. This is why, again, I encourage you to read the New Testament, the New Covenant. That's the covenant that we are under. But anyway, I digress. I wanted to point this out. I wanted to point out that because of all this today, this has been allowed to happen. Now, Silly Billy, according to a Turkish interview, is bringing in chemicals, again, made even with the help of Israel, Turkey, and a bunch of other countries there. I found that a little strange. I keep finding this a little strange, that the government of Israel, not the people. Let's get something straight here about when I'm talking Israel, I'm talking Zionism. I'm not talking the Hebrew people at all, not in the least. The Hebrew population is just like the American population, just like the Canadian population, dumb as a bag of rocks. They're like mushrooms. They've been fed a lot of shit and kept in the dark. And they don't even know what's going on, but now they're waking up with this passport nonsense. They're beginning to wake up. They're beginning to realize that what they think of Israel and what the real Israel is, the hard reality is coming down. Canadians are learning the same thing about Canada. We got a dictator here in the province of Ontario that wants to bring in military rule in our province for absolutely no fucking reason. Nothing. We don't have any insurgents here. We don't have any rebellions. We don't have any people rising up against the government. We have nothing going on here. And all they've ever done is use a projected model from a computer model that has not been right from the moment they used it. But this is the excuse to go after full-on power. The Bible said we should pray for our officials that are in charge. I do pray. I ask God to keep removing this bastard every time I get a chance to. Because he is not for the people of this country or this province. As I stated before, more and more and more, why are we still instigating this nonsense that's going on today? Even the Prime Minister of Canada wants to bring in the military against his own people. Well, let me rephrase that. The Prime Minister wants to bring the military against Canadians because his father's from Cuba. So whether he's Canadian or not, who knows? You know, I don't think so, but that's my thinking. No Canadian would have done this. And the three worst leaders we have in this country are Bonnie out west, Kerry in Alberta, and Ford. These are the worst. And our beloved, you know, Napoleon in Parliament. And then we got these health ministers. I honestly think every one of them should be arrested, flogged, and have every resource they've ever had taken from them and distributed to the people that they have caused the most damage to. That's the general population. This is really a sad, sad moment here for a lot of us. And I wanted to point out, these are the reality that we better start facing here in Canada. We've had some positive things. Okay, Reiner Fulmeck, when you hear that, he'll give you a lot of hope in what he believes and how we are going to be in for some battles. The police, again, are not enforcing Ford's stupidity at all. And I think this is what he's realizing, that he doesn't have the police backing him up. And as a result, now he wants to bring in the military, which, by the way, is supposed to be coming down to Essex County in approximately probably 18 days, I think, or maybe less. I've lost track. So, these are the things that they want to do. Now, this is the interesting thing here. Now, I told you about this from the beginning, that this thing was going to jump. Now, some of you don't understand the concept of jumping. This also astounds me, that you don't get the fact of jumping. In the past, how do you think we got infected from whatever was going on? Flu season, cold season, measles, mumps, any kind of respiratory disorders. How do you think you got infected? How do you think that happened? Did you go outside and not have a jacket on, and all of a sudden you started falling down and dying? Because that would never do it. My mom used to tell me all the time, put on a coat before you go outside. I said, what for? She said, so because you're going to catch a cold. I told her, I'm not running after it. Why would I catch it? <You know? laughs> She called me a smartass all the time. I don't know why. I tried to explain to her that you can't catch a cold by chasing it. You know, you have to, it has to infect you through, you know, bacterial or viral infection. It has to bypass your immune system. You go outside with no jacket on, doesn't mean you're going to get a cold. You might feel cold, but you're not going to catch a cold. You're not going to catch a flu that way. But if somebody has a flu and you become exposed to that person, the flu now that's in that person now can jump into you and infect you, and now you have the flu. Pretty simple concept, don't you think? You know, the term jump, I don't know why that was such a complicated process for so many. It's an old terminology, meaning that whatever infection is there is spreading. And then when people say to me, well, how can this spread? I ask them, what do you think this is they're putting in people? You know, the idea, this is why I call it an injectable. There was a woman on the YouTube, or not on YouTube, she was on Gab. And she too is saying the same thing, that women who've been exposed to other women who have been injected are now miscarrying, are now having severe menstrual pain as a result of their monthly cycle. The male sperm count was going down anyway, long before this happened. But I expect that the male sperm count is going to go down even further. This is again planicide. Democide is basically, in a demographic area, a government will kill its own people. That's what Ford was doing. Human sacrifice. Sacrificing men and women so that he could keep his power. And now we have a planet under the same regime. And now what we're doing here in Canada, oh Canada, does, it has to be emphasized, you know, Homer Simpson, duh. We are now having almost 30% of the population in this country has been now infected with this injectable, which is giving them a condition of genetic engineering. All four of these injectables are a means of genetically engineering everybody to be carrying whatever they're telling you. They're even telling you. So, I mean, this is a perspective, I'm failing to understand, but people are not getting here. There is a perspective here that if you get this injectable, apparently it doesn't immunize you. Therefore, if you're not immunized by this injectable, you can now further spread the spreading of this COVID, which I have stated from the word get-go that the only way you can get COVID is if you've been swabbed or injected. Only way. Certification of vaccination identification. That's what this means. And I said that before, but I don't understand. I have completely failed to understand how so many of the population never understood this. But I do get now why this is possible, or how it's possible. But the barraging of the general population for over a year, 1 year and 1 month, or maybe almost 2 months, there has been this barraging of nonsense and media manipulation. I can now attest, after gone through two interviews by two different networks, I even got one of them calling me up to follow up on the interview. Between CTV and CBC, I will say CTV was a little bit better in the way their approach was, but CBC was just, God. Both of them had interviewed me for, like I said, 10 minutes of an interview, and they put me on for 6 seconds, the other one put me on for about 10 seconds, and the CBC started off with the idea of disinformation. Now, anybody who's awake would understand as soon as they said disinformation, she should have started thinking information. You know, we're getting information here. And you got a guy talking about not allowing somebody into the store because of the unpredictability of this research. And it's a legitimate concern. And I'm not sure why everybody's not doing the same thing, putting up signs. Putting up signs, if you have been injected with this technology, we need you to stay outside. We'll do curbside service for you, but you need to stay outside. We do not want you to bring in a potentially hazardous material. And when they interviewed this college grad or this university grad that just came out of college, green behind the ears, obviously doesn't understand the nature of transference of a condition, especially when the liberal party's own government officials are saying that you can still spread COVID after you've been exposed to the injectable. None of this is making any sense. So the only thing that I have concluded is the networks that are and the technology that they've been selling to the general population in the last 10 years has been designed to alter the brain chemistry of the people. They are not, all they are being afflicted with is this fear concept. And the masks were designed so that when you recycle the carbon, that it will increase the anxiety and fear levels in the brain by up to 40%. 40%. This is what we're dealing with here. An irrational people that can no longer ascertain any facts. They're overwhelmed with fear and grief, fear and anxiety, fear and stress. And everybody wants to maintain their status quo. They want to keep on keeping their jobs. They want to keep on making money. They want to keep on hanging on to whatever they're hanging on to. I have to say unequivocally that we are in a situation. This is the way I see for the awakened people. Either you're going to stand and fight and possibly get jailed for repelling the status quo, maybe even get killed for it, or you're going to have to leave. You're going to have to find either some place where you can go. A lot of people have been talking about going down to Florida and Texas. Got a buddy of mine wants to go down to Texas because he says they got bullets. He wants to go down there because they got guns and they'll fight. That's pretty, I mean, that's comical in one way, but sad in another. And I don't, myself personally, from what I've been observing, because like I said, I get emails from all over the world. What I've been observing is, there's a bit of a lag time going on. So whereas, when we're seeing Ontario leading the charge now with this horse shit, the rest of Canada is going to follow. If anybody who's still got a brain functioning in Canada, if you see what's going on in Ontario, you better take it to heart. It's going to be hitting you next. Maybe not right away because everything's an experiment. So they're hitting three of the main provinces in Canada, Ontario, Alberta, and BC, and Quebec. Sorry, I forgot about Quebec. These are the areas that they're experimenting on the hardest. Manitoba, Saskatchewan, the eastern seaboard countries, and the territories are behind. We're not hearing anything what's going on in the territories, so that may be a solution to relocate as well. The problem with Canada, it's cold. It's a cold country. More ways than one. But it's maybe in the cold is where you're going to find your haven. I do not know. So this is something everybody who's awake is going to have to determine whether you're going to stay and fight or whether you're going to leave and relocate and go completely underground. I personally don't see any much choice except to go into an underground eventually. I think everything that we've been fighting for, we'll be able to fight, maybe make a gain or two, but Ontario is this one. This is a nut that has to be cracked. If Ontario falls, the rest will also. And we don't have any leadership in Queen's Park. I look at that, and I tell you, I get so nauseated looking at these people in Queen's Park. I'm amazed, that's all I can say. They've done nothing for the people. They've done nothing for anybody. They've gotten rich. Somebody told me today that Ford, before all this happened, was worth about $3 million. Today is worth about $60 million. How is that possible when everything is supposed to be locked down? Where did he get his money from? Who gave him this chunk of change? The money is absolutely worthless. You know, we're all striving for this money. And according to Reiner, he's saying that it's not about money. It's all about control. See, the one positive thing we got going on here is even despite the cooperation that the groups of the elite have, you can call them the elite, the cabal have, there's a lot of infighting. And once they get the earth subdued to the under their feet, what will happen is they will war among themselves. It's like a snake swallowing its own tail. That's exactly what will happen. I put in a video by Dust. It's called, and I wrote, "The End Result of Degeneration and Machination and Genetics." And in there, it's a sci-fi about how they took people and they transferred their consciousness or their essence into a machine, a cyborg. And in after a period of time, the general population or the dictators or the governors wanted, the government wanted these things to be taken out of circulation. Now, this is sort of a forecast of the concept that Elon Musk is talking about being interfaced or integrated with an AI network. When they took these people, they took them, put them in these machines as a means of regenerating them or healing them or keeping them alive through machination. But eventually they decided to remove the machination, but by that time, the machination had evolved. There's a scene there where it says you lost before you even got started. This is a machine telling the military it was a done deal before you even thought about it. That is what the true reality of things today. You know, machines are learning and they're acquiring and they are collecting and they are analyzing and they are observing everything we're doing. Like I said in the last show, you know, those CAPTCHAs. You know, I don't know why these websites are putting these CAPTCHAs on. They're maybe they're getting some money to operate, but these CAPTCHAs are you're teaching the AI how to determine and distinguish what is what. When I get these sites that have these CAPTCHAs, I muck around with this thing. Show us a streetlight. I hit every square around that streetlight except the streetlight, and then it'll change this thing. Show us a bicycle, and I'll hit a car, a bus, a mountain. I mean, I just decided to start screwing around with this thing. Then eventually I'll find another page or another site that doesn't require that when I sign in, so I use that site. But in the meantime, I'll spend about 2 or 3 minutes just to F with the AI. You may want to start playing the same game. Really confuse this thing. It'll take it a while to figure out that you're monkeying around with it. But the networks have put these things on there so that we educate this machine so this machine could one day undermine the rest of us. Just like it's going to undermine the ones he said. There's a 10 to 20% that can still think. The other 80% are pretty well down the toilet. And as I've often said also with these shows, you know, I do them just so to throw a life jacket or life preserver out there because there may be somebody like him and Hawing on the fence and they don't know really where to go, and instead of allowing them to fall back into the quagmire, they now have a hope and an option other than what they have. So, and he made a comment and a point, and I said the same thing. If you get into somebody that is adamantly, you know, gung-ho about the system, let them go. No point in trying to explain anything to them. Don't waste your strength, don't waste your energy, don't waste your time. We don't have a lot of time to waste. We don't have a lot of energy to also indulge. Unless you get some sort of divine leading by the Almighty to pursue whoever you're talking to, put it out there. They trample your pearls like swine, and it's time to move on. They are not going to hear it. They don't want to hear it. Let them alone. Let them walk off the cliff. You know, let them jump. Another buddy of mine was telling me today that people who have gotten these injections, he said when they go to look at them, their spirit is void. He says like something took them over. I said, yeah, this is another form of possession. Whether it's AI possession, whether it's demonic possession, it's one and the same. It's one and the same. The mechanisms might be different, but it's still one and the same. Once a person has been injected with this technology, they are now being possessed by it. It begins to give you the upgrades. It begins to give you to begin to assimilate you. It begins to adapt your DNA to the network. Remember that. That's the whole situation in all of this. This is the truth about all this. People keep writing me all the time, well, I got more gallons, and then go talk to Carnicom. If you got more gallons, you should be talking to me. I'm saying you got, you know, basically biometric API or nanobiotech or biotechnology, where your biology is now being accessed, you're becoming an access program interface with your biological, by your DNA, by your cells, by everything. So that's, if you're going to contact me, that's what you've got going on. If you want to talk more gallons, contact Carnicom. That's his expertise in research. My expertise in research is nanobiotech, nanobiology, or like I said, a biometric API interface is what you have. So this, there is a distinction. So if you're looking for help with more gallons, contact him. If you're looking for help with nano poisoning, nano bio poisoning, nano biotech poisoning, contact myself or contact Brian396. Brian396 and myself have done research in the nano biotech that's integrating into your system and networking and building. There's a distinction. See, again, this is another thing people don't... I'm not sure how there's this confusion. You know, Brian 396 and myself have never called us more gallons. So like I said, I'm not sure where the confusion is there. I'm trying to set that straight just so that you understand the nature of what we're dealing with today. It's not, you know, we're dealing with a biometric API. I guess the technical term for it, biometric API. You know, access program interface is what it means. And that's what nanotechnology does. It accesses your DNA or your programming, and it interfaces with it or integrates. And that's what these vaccines are doing. Same thing. Once they access the DNA, then they alter the program of the DNA. And once that happens, then you got a whole different outcome, or a whole different algorithm that's going on in a person's body. And as a result, now we get these things that are now manufacturing the component that's there, which can now be expelled out of the body. Some of you are saying, well, how can that happen? Well, if you listen to the doctors that they have talked about vaccines, even before this came, there's always used to be what they called a shedding effect. Now they're calling it leakage. No, it's just coming out of you. So if you come into the proximity of somebody who's had these injectables, these genetic altering injectables, that's what we should be calling them, genetic altering injectables. How can anybody in their right mind think that if you take a genetic component, whatever it may be, that it's not going to affect your genetic code? This is something I don't understand at all, how people cannot think in this way. You are a program, a summation of a program with a double helix antenna inside of you, which can transceive, transpond frequencies of all kinds. It can take in and take and put out, just like anything else. It's like a computer. For those of you who understand computerese, when you're getting into C++ programming and you're putting in syntaxes to create an operating system to engage in its opening up, to booting up, a boot up system, and then it starts reading the syntax and it follows the instructions of the code of what is being inputted as it runs its string to open up the computer and to access files, access programs, access other operating systems. So when we start thinking along the same lines with us, we're not a machine unless you put in a program or an operating system to alter the narrative or the paradigm in the operating system now to turn you into a machine. See, that's what the whole thing's been about. You know, the forbidden fruit. It talks about there are some things in this realm we should not be screwing around with. We're talking genetic code and interfacing that with a machine or a device. What? No good can come from this. Let me go back to Silly Billy. Silly Billy's got chemicals now. He wants to spray in North America. Those farmers in Canada, the United States, be prepared. He is going to dump some shit in the air. Talking about climate change all of a sudden. You notice this? Climate change. Pay attention here and how they flip the coin here. This goofball is talking about dimming the sun. Now, there are several ways to dim the sun, but let me present one way that maybe none of you have thought about. What if I sprayed poison in the air? What if I sprayed poison in high concentrations in the air? And what if I released those poisons and they came down upon the earth? And it started to create major, major health issues to the point where you died. That would be one way of dimming the sun, don't you think? Just a perspective. If I poison a general population and they die, the sun has just gotten a little dimmer for those people. Now, in Africa, like Africa doesn't have enough problems, right? Poor presidents in Africa have died in the last little while. All because they refuse to accept the idea of poisoning their own people. Man, I wish we had those people here in this country, because we sure as hell could use them. Because the leadership we got here are the joke of the century. Court jesters in a court, that's all they are. You know, couldn't tie their shoe with Velcro. All they know how to do is read a script and look at a monitor and allow the monitor to dictate policy instead of common sense and fact-checking. Now, in all honesty, I will give the benefit of a doubt that the leaders that we have been threatened with their lives, threatened with their livelihood, threatened with the fact that if they didn't cooperate, they too would either be dead or their family members. So I can see possibly where that could have come into play. But like I said, they have sold Canada down the toilet. This is a good country. Like I said, it has its problems. I got friends of mine in Quebec I talk to all the time. I got friends of mine out west I talk to all the time. I even have a friend of mine today from the east, which I always tease. about our differences. and what we believe, how we believe what we believe. But it's all done in fun. There's no animosity, no hurtful anything. And my point here on this is this: we have a good country, and it's being thrown away. It's being thrown away by the very people that were elected to represent the population of their constituencies in each respective provinces. And that's the insult to the injury. That the so, and I'm beginning to wonder: are they really Canadian? Are they actually Canadian? You know, and why are they trying to play like they're God? All these things that they're saying, and this is the interesting thing now. Somebody made this comment to me earlier this week, too. Michigan is one of the worst lockdown states in the union. The worst. And yet they have one of the highest rates of death and failure as far as dealing with this situation. Michigan, you know, another state in the union that, again, has a little, you know, Gestapo there. And Ontario also has a problem with the numbers. Nowhere near is what they're saying. You know why? And I'll tell you why that's the case. Because most people in the province of Ontario don't believe the government. So a lot of people are not complying to the bullshit. But those who are complying to the bullshit are dying. They're dying and they're committing suicides. They're dying by a drug overdose. They're dying because of they're alone and they're lonely. This is something the media doesn't show you. And if they do show you these people dying, they say, oh, they died of COVID. Oh, the poor people, they died of COVID. They died of the bad leadership of the government officials. And every government official, whether they're the health minister of the respective locations that they're in, whether they're a governor, whether they're a mayor, whether they're a premier, whether they're some kind of leader of a county or a city or a town, their blood is on your head. Their lives and the loss of their lives are on your head. You caused them to die. You caused them to give up hope. You stole from them their life energies. You're nothing but vampires, life-sucking vampires, every one of you. You caused nothing but death, and that should be your epitaph when it's your time to go. You caused the death, you reaped what you sowed, and you now have been assimilated by the very death you've caused. Every leader in the land, every leader in Europe, every leader in Asia, every leader in the Baltics, every leader in Central Europe, every leader in the eastern part of Europe, every leader in the Middle East, every leader in the Near East, every leader in the Far East, every leader in Africa. Africa, I mean, for fuck's sakes, Africa. Hasn't there been enough blood shed in Africa? How much more has to be shed there? You know, South America, same thing. Every leader in South America, any leader in the UN, in the WHO, the blood of the people that have died on this planet under your watch is your fault. You created this bullshit. You created this dynamic. Their blood is on your head. I would probably think that the very DNA that's in their blood have cried out to God. Okay? And I'm sure he's heard their voice, even dead. And some of you don't believe in God, and that's fine. And I'm okay with that too. See, the reason why I'm okay with it, because I don't have to prove to you that there is a God, because you don't believe in one. I can express my beliefs, but you won't accept them anyway. So that's fine. It saves me my energy and my breath to try to help you find the living God. But so that when he comes back, there's going to be an ass whooping like we've never seen. And I don't care how technologically advanced you think you are. I don't care how technologically gifted you think you are, or how much you've interfaced with technology, I got news for you. The one that made this planet is far beyond any technology we have today. If he can speak with his voice and create a universe, what do you think you're going to do with those fucking toys? Not a fucking thing. Period. And that's how I'm going to let this ride. So anyway, I think near the end. Yep, I'm going to call it an end. I have had enough. I am so past this. And I tell you, it takes every ounce of my energy to constrain myself sometime. The rage I have inside over this, and this outrage that I have for what we're seeing. You know, seeing people. I look at it this way. I, for what, almost 20 years in Windsor, 40 years of my life, I've been helping people with their health. And I've given them solutions that has been successful. And I got to thank God for that too. You know, everything that I'm doing is because of God and because of Jesus. So I have to say that straight out. And to see these people now dying for no freaking reason, other than the fact that we got some of the most ruthless, bloodthirsty politicians in the country that would kill their own people or kill their people that put them in power. It just rubs me. Oh, it just rubs me. I'll just leave it go at that. I seethe on the inside. I really do. I cannot the comprehension of this for me is really hard to get, because I can't believe. I have seen some evil, a lot of evil in my day, but it's hard for me to conceive that any governor, any mayor, any premier, any president or prime minister would enact a program that would literally genocide or democide people in their respective regions, countries, or territories. This is what we're seeing. We don't have any health ministers that have a clue about genetics or virology or biology. They are not equipped for anything. And like I said, the CBC, that again, the media is a joke. A total joke. Oh shit, no. There's supposed to be a protest. Ah shit, I should have wrote it down. I think it's, what's today? Tuesday. I think it's today. Contact your local organizer in Leamington and in Kingsville. I forgot to write it down. There's going to be a protest over at the restaurant in Leamington, because apparently they gave fines to the restaurant. That's such, again, such bullshit there too. Such bullshit. I don't know when the police or the health ministers or whatever, health inspectors, are going to wake up to all this too. I mean, you're going to give somebody a ticket because they had a restaurant open. And one of the judges in this province, in the respective area, is going to come out and start talking and legislate, not legislating, but mandating that the government get back in line. This is something I don't get either. You know, the police are saying we're not capitulating to the orders of the premier. How come the courts are not saying that what's going on is not in the interest of the people, nor is it constitutional, nor is it under, or does it apply to the charter? Because once the courts establish the rights of the people as they should, the governments now will have to cease and desist. And if they override the court system, then it's up to us to remove these people from their power. That's how it works. You know, call an election, call whatever, and remove them. Like I said, we're going to be in for one hell of a good time. Ooh, we're going to have fun. we're going to have fun, you know. Keep your eye on the economics. Keep your eye on cash. Another thing I want to present before I call it a night, we need to all come up with a way not to have to deal with banks, not to have to deal with cash. I'm not talking about bartering right yet, but we need to come up with some kind of fiscal way of handling money and cash so that when we contact each other to do commerce, that are awake and aware, instead of supporting Costco or supporting Walmart, we should be supporting. I just talked to a buddy of mine in Quebec, and he tells me what he's doing. He says, well, get me the information so I can post it on the site. So anybody who's awake and active and doing something, we need to post these things on our prospective websites or blog sites or media sites so that everybody should start, in my humblest opinion, supporting the people that are awake and are having to deal with insanity. Because as long as we have a viable dichotomy going on with everybody, we'll all stay afloat. But we need to get around this bank. I hate this whole system is so corrupt. So we need, because, see, this is the way it is. This is why I'm saying this. Because if any given time they decide, the banks decide to hold back your money, you're screwed. Anytime the system decides to have a hiccup and your money's tied into a bank, you may not be able to get access to it. So we could keep our money literally out of the banks, at home or among ourselves. This way, when we're dealing with whatever we're dealing with, we have our own cash flow. We don't need to go to the bank. We don't need to deal with these banks, or we need to deal with them as little as possible. I mean, you got a mortgage and you got some credit card debt, whatever. Yes, you're going to have to deal with them. But I'm trying to think of a way where we can do this where we don't need to deal with credit cards either. We go back to a cash system among ourselves, you know, or we start using silver or something to the effect that we need to use in order to do private commerce with each other. And again, just in case they decide to, again, terminate your business for whatever reason, then you'll have the cash on hand to go somewhere else and start over, but in a different name. Just a thought, I threw it out there. You know, again, I'm encouraging you all to do your own homework. Anybody that you know of that has been exposed to anybody who has been injected with the jab, you know, and they've had a condition or something has happened to them, they got sick or whatever, feel free to send me an email. Feel free to send me links if you have them so that I can develop a repertoire so that everybody can see it, and we'll go from there. All right. As I always say at the end of these shows, go read the Gospels. I said it earlier, go read what Jesus had to say. Don't let nobody bullshit you. Read it for yourself. Read it for yourself. Let God's word open your eyes. He was eyes to see. Let him see. It says he was ears to hear. Let him hear. You know, thirst for the living water. That's all how I'm going to put it. Read the Gospels. Read the letters. Read the Revelations. On the site, there are people there as well that are active and trying to fortify, edify, solidify your foundation. Feel free to help them out any way you can economically. If you can't help them economically, then help them by sharing their sites, sharing their information, sharing their data. Alrighty, as I always say, we are still here by the grace of God, so remember that. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.